Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of the Squash Podcast with my Bebe Anita. Hope you are doing good. It has been a minute. The last time on the show, we talked about major reasons why people have commitment issues. We spoke about fear being a major factor. No one wants to be vulnerable. We talked about our backgrounds, our upbringing. Maybe we didn't grow up in that environment where our two parents were present. We grew up in a broken home, or the society has made us in a way not dig the idea of being committed. It's better to just, you know, go with the flow. However it works, it works. If it crashes, it crashes. If you haven't listened to that episode, kindly go back and listen to that episode. It comes in two parts. Part one was me and David, and part two was just me. And if you are listening alone, maybe tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your haters to listen to the podcast. Be glued to your phone before we kickstart today's episode. And today's episode, what do I want to talk about? The ugly sides of me. The ugly sides. It takes a level of self-awareness to call out yourself on your own BS. Because really, I mean, I'm a perfect human being. What could be wrong? If you think there's anything wrong, then I think you need to be checked. A lot of us walk around with that mentality that we are perfect. And baby, really, you are the best version you can be as it now. But the aim of the podcast, the aim of this conversation, is for us to be better versions of ourselves. It's to grow, to attain this level of self-confidence, this unique being. And to get there, you have to be aware, these are my faults, these are my perfections and imperfections. What am I good at? What am I bad at? And today, let's be real. So a few days back, you know, something before I come in here to talk, something prompted the topic, something gave life to the topic. So I was thinking, going down memory lane with this childhood friend of mine, and I was like, what's different from, I haven't seen him in, say, 5 years, last time we held the conversation, or not 5 years, say 3 years. Like, what's different between that girl then and this woman now? And I came across some pictures of me and I was like, I look so young. I'm like, oh my god, in 5 months I'm gonna age again. I mean, but I saw some pictures and I was happy. I was happy, to be honest, about the level of growth that I have attained. And I still had to call myself out on some things and be like, oof, nah, you shouldn't have done this way. You shouldn't have handled this way. You should have, it's good you know now what you didn't know then. So I am going to use myself as a case study. So if you are on this table, if you are standing firmly on this table, I tell you now to shake yourself off. Like, shake it off. Okay, so doing some self-evaluation, as I said, I reached out to an old friend of mine, not just him, a couple of other friends. I was like, okay, what's up? How was I then? And even aside from what he said, I came to the realization that, yeah, I sometimes get rational, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a woman. it's hormones and shit. You pissed me off. You did this, you did that. I remember a very old friend would call me, what's the word? Infallible? I can't get the right word. But what he meant was the girl that does no wrong. A person that sees no wrong in his or her doing. That was literally me growing up. Not that I didn't see, but yes, I didn't see wrong. I could give you, you could tell me I did this and I can give you 10, 15 reasons why I did what I did. I'd make you, oh my God, it was so bad. It was looking now, it was so bad. And it's, the thing is, one thing I praise myself over is a lot of my friends then would tell me, babe, you have anger issues. Like, you get angry like 2 seconds. And I'm like, I am the most chill person you can meet, but I could go off so fast. And I can calm down so fast as well. But the going off part, not like I throw stuff around. No, I don't do that. But I just, my mood could go from 0 to 100 in two minutes. So what I did and what I am working on, because it's not a one day thing, yeah. What I started doing is I'm getting pissed now. I'm irritated. What's making me irritated? Where is this feeling coming from? It didn't just fall from the sky. Yes, we know women, we have our circle, hormones and all of that, which can, you know, be a factor. But sometimes it's just, you have to be in control of your emotions. Do not let your emotions control you. Be in control of them. I remember a friend of mine was educating me about being emotionally intelligent. He was like, before you're being attracted to, oh, I love this person's level of thinking, this person's level of control, you yourself have to have that emotional intelligence. Like, you have to be able to control your emotions. So people can still say, oh yeah, I like the way she controls herself, you know, I like the way. So that is what I started to practice. Like, okay, this feeling, this anger, this irritation, it's coming from where? Okay, I can spot this and then I can solve it. If I don't know where it's coming from, I don't know how to solve it. So a lot of times we get, I think I've said it on the show even, I've said it a couple of times, we get so, yeah, so into ourselves and we lose it. It's just, take 2 minutes. It is hard. It is so hard to just gather yourself today. Even today during lunch, I was having food with a friend of mine and I just got irritated. Like I just got irritated. The food was cold. I don't like my food being cold. I cannot eat it. So I was pissed about the fact that I couldn't go back to the office to heat the food because I bought the food and I expected it to be hot, but the food was cold. So I couldn't go to the office to heat the food. And then I didn't eat more than half. I don't have money. I'm broke and I'm wasting money on cold food. So I'm like, hey, oh my God, I lost it in a split second. And I had to like call myself to order and be like, whew, breathe. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. Okay? So, guys. Sometimes we lose it. Sometimes you just get caught up in the moment and you want to react. And yeah. It's becoming down. Do we hate to be told to calm down? When I'm pissed, don't tell me to calm down. Yeah, don't. But yeah. Try to manage your emotions. Try to if you did it today, at the end of the day, think back, okay, what should I have done differently? Okay, this was the outcome. If I had done it this way, would it had given me a better result? Yes, it would have. No, it wouldn't have. Okay, so how can I do better? How can I be better in this aspect? I don't know if it's making sense. But yeah, that is something I have been practicing. you get what I mean. So it's I think one thing another thing my friend mentioned, he was like, when I have stuff going on, I lock up and then boom. If I lock up, you're sending me messages, you're texting, boom, there's a paragraph. There's a long-ass paragraph. And oh, was that me? I could write. I couldn't talk. I've said it a lot of times on the show. Growing up, I wasn't a good communicator. I am not a good communicator. This is something I still struggle with, actually. So typing was my go-to. I could type the, and you'll read it. You must read it, because when you're answering me, you will not, that if you do answer. It's not just okay. It's, you know, this point that I mentioned, that's how I know you read it. You're giving me, okay, this line, she said this, so this is a response. This line is... I used to do that so much. So what I had to learn. And the good part about this is talking to other people, yeah, meeting people, socializing, it made me understand that I am not the only one on this table. I'm not the only one struggling with this. So what I did to help me, what is helping me is I feel the reason why I wrote, or sometimes I lock up, that's even me sending you a paragraph, is if I actually care about you, then I can, okay, after I calm down, articulate my thoughts, when I compile, it's not making sense in my head, then I cannot type it. But if it's, sometimes I just lock up and leave it, like, class, just, yeah, that's the end. I expect you to know, which was, something another friend of mine spoke about last month when we were talking. It's, I expect, you know, globally they say women expect you to be mind readers. I think it's not a woman thing. It's sometimes we expect people to read our minds. Like, I mean, it's not everything that you should be told. You're supposed to, you know, use your brains and act properly. Which is the problem? You know what I said is the problem? It now takes me back to your background, to how you grew up. This thing might not be an issue for you, but it might be an issue for me. It might be an issue for you, but it might not be an issue for me, because where I am from, it is normal. It is okay for me to throw insults at my friends, big head. Your head look like fried pan. It's okay. I could call you names when we're joking. As my friend, it is fine. But to you, no. That is a big no. That is a red flag. This is just an example. But I do that to my friends. It's okay. That's the environment I grew up in. In my family, that's how we express love. But for you, that is very insulting. So it's, if I do not tell you these are my deal breakers, you will not know. So that's where the issue is. I expect you to know, but I forget that we are coming from two different places. We are coming from two different homes. So me expecting you to magically read my mind, that is just being... you get it. Though there are some things that, you know, it goes without saying, but there are still some things that need to be communicated. So sometimes say it, but do not now say it in a way that, don't say it to, you know, why you keep repeating yourself. It's if the person doesn't take heed, doesn't listen, meaning the person doesn't respect you. It's as simple as that. So so there's that. And what happened? I didn't, it's not, okay, all these points I'm giving, it's like compilation of all the self-evaluation I've done from the beginning of the from the beginning of the year. And, you know, when I sat down to actually, this month, since last month, it was the end of last month, has really been a difficult month for me, or a difficult few weeks for me, which I had to evaluate, process, and, you know, do some thinking. And people come and go. Everybody comes and goes. Which is something I found myself saying not once, not twice, not three times when I heard it recently. And when I thought about it, I had the thought last month, everybody comes and goes. So having that mindset that everybody comes and goes, subconsciously you push people that are meant to stay, people that are irreplaceable. You know, the society has made us to believe that everybody is replaceable. The truth is, in as much as you might find somebody better, you might find somebody that gives you a different feeling, but the feeling that this person gives, it's different. It's not something you can place your hand on. There's this friend of mine from university. I love her so much. I have spoken about her a couple of times on the show. I love her like my sister, like myself. I love her so much. And I have other friends. I have other female friends that our relationship, our friendship might be tighter, but the way I feel towards this particular person, it's different. This person is irreplaceable for me. Now, there are a lot of people, or there are some people that you may have in your life that are irreplaceable. But having this mindset that everybody comes and goes, so having the mindset that everybody will leave you at a particular point in time, it's easy for you to cut people off. It's easy for you to, even before they do anything, kicked them out, added the nail, the hammer, the everything, class, bad luck, go away. Anyways, you'd leave. So it's better you leave now than you leave in the next 10 years when we have wonderful memories, right? This goes for friendships. This goes for relationships. And this is something that, this is a table that some of us sit on. Having the, you might be abandoned mindset. So before they abandon you, abandon them. Out of sight is out of mind. I don't know where I heard that or I read that, but that has been in my head for the longest of times. And it's something that life has taught me. It's not always so. It's never so, actually. Depends on how important this person is to you. I mean, I haven't seen my family in couple of years or in couple of months, and I mean, I think about them every day. So hey, out of sight is not out of mind. It just depends on this person's importance in your life. So then we go to the deflecting, or how I put it, people that block. Remember, I was telling a friend of mine that was about April. My friend was going through my WhatsApp list and was saying like 54 blocked. He's like, why are you blocking? Why are you blocking people? I'm like, yeah, I mean, if I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to have a serious conversation, or should I just, you know, I don't have the energy for you right now. I'm just gonna block you. Just don't come and stress my life. Which is like a defense mechanism. I could say that's a defense mechanism. Some people just delete numbers and move on. And some people like me, we block you so you don't even bother to, yeah. It's just, it saves the stress. it saves the stress of doing the whole, you know, back and forth conversation. I think why do I really Okay, so there's this person I think I blocked maybe six months. It was the beginning of the year. What happened even? Okay, so in my bid to communicate, yeah, I told you that was something I was working on. So I'll tell you once and I'll tell you twice. Sometimes it's just once. And if you do that again, especially when I know it's a deal breaker for me, I've told you that this thing, I don't like it. And then I tell you again, this thing, I don't like it. And something in you still does. I'm like, you know what? In the long run, this will not work for me. So to start explaining myself and you know what? Let's just block. It's a very, very bad. It's a very bad thing. I know this. You know it as well. Or do you just wait till the person is typing the message and blocked? Yeah. We know it is wrong. You know you're running from having a conversation or you're running from whatever it is. Maybe it's being hurt. Maybe it's been this person is being confrontational, calling you out on your BS and you don't want to deal with it and you just... It is a very bad thing. Stop it today. Mabel Benita, stop it today. I know this one especially. It will take the grace of Jesus because sometimes I just don't have the energy for it. So it's, you know, you'll be blocked for a while when I know you don't have any emotional hold on me anymore. And then unblock. Whatever you say, it's now, you know. When I know I'm now in the right space of mind. I remember I was having a conversation with this with a friend of mine one morning, and he was telling me about what he's going to do for his workers, how much he's going to pay them. And I got very offended. Like, these people are struggling to do this much work, and this is what you're paying them, and you're thinking you're even doing them a favor paying them this much. And the guy got really confrontational. He was like, I don't have the right to tell this and tell that and all that. And he was talking and I was being offended. I was getting worked up. And it was on a Monday morning. I was going to work and I didn't have the energy for that. You know, when he was just typing, I just blocked. Oh my God. I just blocked. I gave myself some time to calm down, like 5-10 minutes to calm down. And then I unblocked. And the next question was, did you block me? Yes, of course. I blocked you. I don't have the energy. I don't need this energy right now. This is the list of the things I need. So if you want to be moving mad, please move mad to another list. But guys, it's a really bad thing. It's a really bad thing to not do this. Okay, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this episode to be this long. But anyways, I'm gonna wrap up. Think about the ugly sides of you. Think about the things that you do not like about yourself or the things that people have called you out on. They might be exaggerating or it might be valid. Think about it. Is it the way you talk to people? Is it the way you address people? Is it the way you lose yourself? Is it the way, you know those things that life would be better if it was a little bit different. Think about them. If you feel it needs changing, change them. It's not a one day's work. It's not, Rome wasn't built in one day. It's not something you can do in one day. But put in the effort, put in conscious effort to change. I tell my friends, I tell my loved ones, do not hesitate to call me out on my bullshit, because the thing is, I might not know. Back then in the, I'd say, you know, when I was younger, in my younger days, I used to be very, very defensive. When you tell me this is what I did wrong, I used to be very, very defensive. But I figured out, you know, no man is an island. You don't know everything. So maybe, yeah, there are some things that need changes. There are some things that doesn't. But if you feel this changes will be for the good, it's not me losing myself, It's not like I'm losing myself to become somebody else. It's me becoming a better version of the person I am now. And this better version will make me proud. When I look into the mirror, I am proud of the person staring back at me. When I look at the mirror now, I'm like, damn, girl. Oh, you're in a much better place than you were 6 months ago. You're in a much better place than you were last week. What I know now, it's different. I'm changing. Do not be scared to change. That is one thing. Do not be scared to change at all. The fact that you agreed with something yesterday doesn't mean you have to agree with it today. It's be you, be your unique self, but strive to be a better version of yourself. Learn new things, cultivate new habits, and make new routines. Do not be afraid to break the circle. Okay, I'm talking too much. I need to eat. I'm very hungry. And guys, wish me good luck. Wish me all the best. Put me in your prayers. This week is going to be a very emotional week for me. So please, 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 please pray for me. I love you. Bye.